For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1981, Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I guess there's a theme.
Yes, there is a theme.
If I walk into a bar and that's plain, my thought is why... Can we just put another song on?
No, stop. Stop.
It's Lover Boy.
Lover Boy. Not to be confused with really good bands. Jake, yeah. It's fine. It's a theme. Everybody's working for the weekend.
You don't bob your head during that song?
I always thought that song was incredibly cheesy. I never once took the song seriously in my life.
You're not supposed to take every song seriously.
I know you're not.
There's some great songs that are juvenile for a reason.
Right. Like, you know, I like some Friday Offspring songs.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Friday song. It's a weekend song.
No.
Come on.
No, go on it. I'm not going to.
This is sad.
Bill wants me to be transparent. Remember when he first joined the show, he'd always say, you got to, don't lie.
You would make, like, when I first came on the show, this would be a 9-2 for you. It would be a 9-2. Love it, Jake. Love every part of it. I'm like, why don't you tell the truth?
It's not true.
He would give some low scores.
Jake, long history of just kind of disdain for that song.
Disdain? Oh, I forgot. You hate The Weeknd. That's right. I forgot about that. I work on The Weeknd.
It's not
that. Not working for it.
I just thought the song, I've always thought the song, I get it, though. I get why people like it. Ellie was bobbing her head.
She was.
It's a theme. Yeah. I can get it to a 4. I'll give it a 4.
Oh,
I'll give it a 4.01.
4.01. 4.01. Steve's not far off on this one. It's a little cheesy. All I can go back to is there was a group of all my classmates, and maybe you're younger. They all went. Loverboy came about 82. Must have came to Omaha.
Okay.
And there's a group of them that went, and they all got the concert T-shirt.
Yeah,
and it was kind of a three. Remember the 3/4 sleeve sometime that came out? It was a 3/4 sleeve, and it was kind of the bottom was kind of a loose end bottom, and someone from that group would wear the Loverboy concert T-shirt for a year straight. Somebody had it on, the Loverboy T-shirt like that. Glenn Gallier was part of this group.
I remember Glenn
was there. Bill Hartwig was part of this group. There's a bunch. Like Liz Ruppert was part of this.
It was a pretty big band.
It was a big group. Loverboy was a really big deal for this to happen. I was not a participant in the Loverboy concert scene.
You'd have to pay me a lot of money.
The theme, it kind of made me kind of bounce a little bit.
I saw Bill bouncing.
Super cheesy, 501.
Okay. Ellie's going to be
a 7-2. Dad's going to be higher than what we think. He's going to be more in the 6-9s.
Okay. Ellie, 8.8. Derek, 9.1.
Derek, 9-1. Your stock just went. Derek, 9-1
for
Loverboy.
He's ready for the weekend.
Oh, Ellie. Derek. Dad just took a nosedive on that one. That's
wow.
Tell you what, take Monday off, Derek. They're going to take Monday off. We won't get a score for you on Monday. Let's think about that. Think really
hard
over the weekend.
I like the score. Keep it coming, Derek. It's a good score.
I bet the Texans don't like this, Bill.
I think they will.
Sandmaster and KC, 9.9.
Oh, good God.
For Loverboy.
John and Lincoln.
What are we doing?
John, 8.9. Bill and Bennett, 7.2. Brett and Bertrand, 7. Fritz and Lincoln, 8.1. 8 from unnamed texter. Vernon Dakin, 5.5. Gavin and Pender. 8.5 from Gavin. Lyle in Omaha, 7.8. All high scores so
high
far.
Scores.
Gavin, was Glenn had the shirt.
People like the
even
weekend,
even this from Corey. A 5 is high for Corey. Corey Lincoln with a 5 there.
Yeah, it is high.
Sanderson, 7.7. Burnt Mountain says, best Friday song ever, 9.9.
They're just getting crushed. We're getting crushed. Oh. It's okay.
Kyle and Hooper, 8.9. Hooper Clemens, 3. That's more on your guys'...
sanity. Yep. Sanity.
There's never a time if I'd be driving around with all my friends right now, just all of us in the car, just to talk about old times, and someone said, pop in the Lover Boy.
No.
It wouldn't have happened.
If you walk in a bar at 11 o'clock right now and Lover Boy's playing, you wonder about
it. I'm sitting down. I'm hanging at that place.
Jake, I'm sitting. I'm getting a seat.
You guys leave. I'm sticking around.
Oh, you're guys working later. For the weekend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ellie, your dad's on timeout.
Pops in Minnesota, 8.
Timeout.
Sean in Omaha, 6.1. Blast from the past. Hey, Stool, that's a 10 from unnamed text. Oh, sorry, that's J-Dub.
J-Dub.
From McKinney, Texas.
Gave it a 10.
Mothball, 6.5. We've got Kiffin in Columbus, 6.1. AD. AD chimes in. Our own Aaron Davis says, morning, guys. Sip almost made me drop my weight with that comment. Can we just change the song?
You have to suspend your good taste to like it. Like, you have to suspend it. I'm just going to go with it because it's happy and it's a weekend song.
Jennifer 9, Hubby 7.1. Not bad from this.
Yeah,
from,
not bad.
No,
not
people
bad.
Like it, Bill.
Family.
Yeah. We have to live with
I'm
that.
Changing my score from 5.0. I'm going to a 5.2.
Okay, that's good.
He's changing my score.
All right.
YouTube, Chris P, 6.7. West, 6.3. Joe, Smoking Gun Joe, says 8.5. Genghis, Better Time, 6.9.
The Corn.
Bolt is on your guys' page, 4.2.
Yeah. Figures. Bolt. Yeah, he knows.
That
he
is the song of the day.
You asked him to get in a pass rush stance.
He said, I will
get
in a stance. Get in a stance.
And he just declined.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Declined so that we couldn't get out of it. I'd never gotten a stance. I wouldn't be able to get out.
I appreciated that you asked him.
To get into
get your stance.
Song of the day, working for the weekend.
I wanted you to see what it looked like. I saw it every day in practice. God, it was horrible playing the quarterback and Bolt lined up across from you. It was he wrecked shop every day. Damn. Practice was horrible because of Bolt.
Bolt could get to the
sideline to sideline.
He could affect the quarterback.
Him on one side, Gavin Glare on the other. I couldn't get anything done.
By the way, unnamed texture says, Bill, I think I was at that Loverboy concert.
82-ish, I'm
about
something
right. Like that.
Yeah.
He thinks he was at the concert.
Did he get the shirt? The shirt was black and yellow.
And if you have the
shirt was black
still,
and yellow.
Please send a picture.
Does anyone still have the Loverboy shirt?
Black and yellow.
It was a black and yellow shirt. And it was a 3/4. It was right here.
I gotta see that. Please, I hope you have the shirt still, texture. It's time for Aging Grace. We're sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on
Preston.
Highway 77. Go see Ron and the team out there. Sip, you have been aging gracefully for years on the show. Where do you lead us?
Really?
Where do you lead us today?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really leading you right to two men that are aging very gracefully that are you guys are very familiar with. I'm going back to Phil real quick.
Phil Ruhlman?
Yeah, Phil is the definition, I think, of aging gracefully. He was a really, really, Phil, if you're listening.
He's a musician, too.
He was a great host.
Family band.
He was a great host. And he's just what you'd expect. You know, he's wearing the black. Yeah. he's very kind. He stopped by the table two or three times, and he was gracious. He took us on the tour. He's celebrating his brother's birthday, 66-year-old Paul Ruhlman. So
he invented Gallup.
It's a big deal.
He took on this big steakhouse gig after retiring from his main job as what? Gallup's worldwide CEO.
CEO, president, and financier.
You guys have both been there. You understand what I'm talking about with that, with this project, this steakhouse, which is incredible. Oh, they're nearing 20,000 steaks sold at this point. They opened July 31st. Nearing 20,000. They're right on the cusp of selling their 20,000.
Supposed to happen by Saturday night if it goes
good.
Well.
Really?
Supposed to break it Saturday night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil, let us know whoever gets the 20,000 stake.
Phil is 68, by the way. Yeah, and please let us know that. That'd be great. So that's one guy. And then the other guy, we talked about him earlier this week, is Mark Manning. If you close your eyes, you don't have to do this. But if you close
mine
your eyes,
closed. I'm think, closing mine.
Think of Mark Manning
doing it right now.
Think of Mark Manning, and when I close my
in the
eyes
vest.
And think of He wears a vest.
Just like me.
Tell me that Manning's not smiling 90% of the time.
He is.
Never seen him not smile.
He's always happy.
He smiles all the time. He's happy. He's doing what he loves. He absolutely is passionate about what he's doing.
Are my eyes still closed?
Yeah, keep them closed.
Okay.
What does his hair look like?
Oh, regal. Silver fox.
The silver fox.
Would you say he's in good shape or bad shape?
Oh, ripped. Shape.
Ripped. He looks like he still wrestles. He's aging gracefully. He's in his 60s.
I bet he gets his hair thinned. I bet when he goes, he goes, hey, listen, can you thin it out a little bit? Think about that.
I do think about it.
When's the last time, Jake, you've had to say that? Thin it out a little
bit. Or me.
Not once in my life has that ever been brought up, fortunately.
Of course, what he's doing is, I did text him about this, and Mark, if you're listening, I still want to sit down with you. I want to talk to him about aging gracefully. How are you doing this late? This surge is occurring late in his career. He's getting his best results after age 60. And that's called aging gracefully.
100.
Yeah. I mean,
two guys in their 60s.
Yeah.
Dominating.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
And Phil took a path that you don't always take. You retire, then you start this huge venture.
And he works every day, by the way. He's there seven days.
He works 7 days a week. He said that.
He's there many long, long hours, too.
Yeah, he works 7 days a week. Paul, his brother, said he works about 6.5. Yeah. I didn't know Paul worked that much there.
Isn't Paul heavily involved in the market area?
I believe you're right.
I believe he's heavily involved in that aspect of that.
I will say this about Ruhlman's. It was very clean, and it was very well run. There's just no snafus.
So a clean restaurant. Nice.
Well, I'm big on that.
I would be too.
With the piano and a nice bar with a ladder. You didn't see the ladder somehow.
But. And when I mean clean, I mean figuratively too. Just everything went off really well. You know, there wasn't any strangeness. You know, the Jordan was our waiter and he was perfect. Everything was good. So I just wanted to give you two examples of two gentlemen that are aging very graceful.
Phil Ruhlman and Mark Manning. Great choices today.
How do you do it? I'm careening through my 50s. And
that word will never not be funny.
That was Parker. Parker Gabriel who said that. And then there's Sipple careening through his 50s.
Well, thank you. That was a wonderful tribute.
Manning.
Yes, thank you to Phil Ruhlman
and
Mark Manning.
Getting a photo of with Manning and Phil.
Ooh, that'd be a good photo.
That'd be a
power.
Great photo. Power.
Power.
When we come back, hour two, let's hear some audio from Dana Holgorsen from yesterday.
That's
up next. Nice. An early break on the ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.